Luke chapter 2, 8 through 20. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His Word. I can remember very well the excitement on the other end of the phone. Most of us here understand the excitement surrounding the expectation of a birth of a child, something that's just tremendous, and yet there's a sense of nervousness that's there. You know, this, what's going to happen? What's the future going to look like? And nearly 18 years ago now, Sharon and I, we had been stationed in Germany for about 5 months, and we were expecting our firstborn, and you know, we were a long way from home, long way from family, and it was her and me and that baby that was going to come. And while we were over there, we had a doctor's appointment. You know, you kind of know when the baby's going to come, and so we went to a doctor's appointment, and the doctor said, "The time is now. You're going to have that baby very soon." And due to reasons, labor was induced. Well, a day and a half later, that was a long labor. You know, our firstborn came into the world. It was a tremendous moment, tremendous excitement for us. And I called the family. I had to run out of the room with, you know, no cell phones then. So I ran out to the payphone and I called back to the States and I told the new grandparents, "He's here. Sharon's okay. Y'all got a grandson." And wow, they were whooping and hollering and crying and laughing and it was just coming out the phone. They were so excited. I mean, they just wished they could have been there with us. But I tell you what, it took them no time at all to get to the other side of the world. They made very, very quick haste. And they came in, and let me tell you, they told every person they saw on the way over to Germany, "We're going to see our new grandbaby." And they got there, and it was so good to have family. They were a huge help. And then when they left, they told everybody going back. And by the time they got home, everybody they seen knew that there was a new baby in Germany that was their grandchild. All our extended relatives knew, and all of their friends knew back home. Because they had good news, and they wanted to tell everyone about that firstborn grandson, actually, on both sides of the family. The excitement of the birth of a child is really something special. It's a wondrous occasion in ordinary circumstances. And of course, we all have experienced this one way or another, even being the baby being born or having had the baby, as all of you mothers have experienced, and the fathers having sat there nervously, you know, maybe held the hand, gotten yelled at a little bit, you know, it's just that thing, you know, and so many of us have experienced this wonder in various ways. 2,000 years ago, our Savior was born, Jesus Christ. His mother, Mary, and Joseph, well, they weren't in a hospital. No, they were in Bethlehem. They were alone together in a stable with that baby that was coming. And yet it was such an incredible, incredible experience. Centuries after, we still celebrate that wondrous experience. Of course, we've set aside this time of the year as the Christmas season. You know, but it seems, though, although we Christians are absolutely certain and we know what this time of the year is about. It's about the birth of Jesus. It seems, though, that the world has continued to try to push that fact further and further away. You know, the focus has really changed a lot. And what you see, the focus is more on Santa Claus, on elves, on Christmas trees, on giving presents. And the focus has been taken off of Christ. Every child in America can tell you about Santa Claus. But not every child can tell you about Jesus Christ. No, the time that was set apart has been usurped by the world. It's become merely a holiday season. You hear people say, "Happy holidays!" But in a way that cheapens it. Because it's Christmas. It's Christmas. You know, the thing is, in some places they've even mandated, you know, some businesses says you can't say Merry Christmas to customers. What a great shame that people would be told that they cannot wish somebody Merry Christmas when that is what this time of year is for. To tell people what wondrous joy it is that Jesus Christ is born. And that's what we mean when we say Merry Christmas. The world's influence to take the focus away from the birth of Christ is so strong, though, that even Christians can get caught up in this commercialism. We can get caught up in the focus of Santa Claus and Christmas trees. We can get caught up in the presents. And we can lose that focus, that emphasis, that the reason why we celebrate Christmas is because we celebrate our Savior coming into the world and that mission that He was on to save us all. So today, let's focus on the birth we celebrate. Look again at Luke 2, 8 through 14. "And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased.'" Imagine what the shepherds must have felt when that angel appeared to them. I mean, just think about these shepherds. Here they are, they're out there watching their flocks. You know, back then they didn't have all the electronic distractions that we have. So it was probably pretty peaceful out there. And they're watching their flocks. You know, it was another night like many nights. And all of a sudden, boom! There's this angel of the Lord. And the glory of the Lord all around them. Just boom! I imagine if some of them had, bad hearts, they might have stopped at that moment. Because I imagine this was a significant emotional event for the shepherds. I don't think we can really imagine what that was like for them. We can kind of visualize it. But, visualizing the glory of the Lord around them, we can think of a bright light or something. But I think it was much more than that. But whatever it was wondrous. It got their attention. And the messenger of the Lord, that angel, was there and told them the good news about the birth of Jesus Christ. That a long-awaited Savior and King, the Christ, the Messiah, was born. And then with all those angels singing, we'll hear that in heaven. But they got to hear it then. What an awesome, wonderful experience it must have been for them. But we see, though, that it wasn't so wonderful initially. They were scared to death. And of course they would be. We would be scared to death. It would scare anybody to death. But they were told to fear not. Fear not. For they had good news. And this is what they said. The first part of this message that the angel said was, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all people. We must not miss the fact that the Lord chose to announce the birth of His Son, the Son of God, the Christ, the Promised One. He did not announce His birth to kings, to the wealthy. He did not announce it even to the religious leaders who were looking out for it. No. Where, for example, I called Sharon and my parents when our firstborn came, the Lord called the shepherds. He called the shepherds. Lowly shepherds who were probably dirty. They lived out in a field after all. They were considered ceremonially unclean. They were distrusted by good society. They were lowly. They were at the bottom of the totem pole. Shepherds. And that is who the Lord announced the birth of the Savior of the world, His Son, to. Christ came to be a joy for all people. All people. The Savior would be the Savior of all who would believe in Him. I suppose if Christ had been born in a palace and the announcement had been made to the elite, then this message may have gotten lost. And so the Lord chose these humble shepherds to give this good news to. God demonstrated that He does not discriminate. He does not discriminate in His love on the basis of class, wealth, or social standing. He doesn't respect kings more than laborers. He doesn't respect pastors over the people in the pews. Jesus Christ came for all people because the Lord loves this world. He loves the people in the world. And so He sent His Son to save the world. The announcement was very specific. The little baby was called right then and there a Savior, who is Christ, the Lord. The shepherds were Jews. They would have, coming up, they would have heard the talk about this promised Messiah, this King who would come, the Son of David, who would bring salvation to His people and would rule forever. And of course, He wasn't in a palace, as we said. He was in a stable. And He was lying in a feeding trough for animals, wrapped up in swaddling clothes. And perhaps the shepherds wondered why this promised Messiah, this hoped-for king who would save them, would be in a manger. Perhaps they wondered that. It doesn't say. But you know what? They did not doubt the message, because they had quite a testimony from the host of heavens saying, "This is the Christ. This is the one whom you've been waiting for." And so they ran. They ran. They left their sheep and they took off running for Bethlehem. They wanted to see this Savior. They wanted to see Him. They wanted to see Jesus. Because with His birth, everything was changed forever. This baby would grow up to be raised by a carpenter in Nazareth. He'd minister for 3 years and then He would die a horrible death on a cross. The Lord of all the universe humbled Himself to become a baby, a carpenter boy, a wandering preacher, to be crucified. And He did it for you. For you. Jesus saved the world, and if you believe in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have the salvation that He brought. You have the salvation that upon that cross, when He was victorious, when you believe in Him and you ask forgiveness, you're forgiven, you're made righteous. And now that relationship that was broken with God because of your sin is made whole. And it all started with Him being born in a baby in a manger in Bethlehem. Take a look at verse 15 through 20. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told to them. These shepherds were in a frenzy. Like I mentioned, they just went running. I mean, it says they made haste. They went to see this wondrous thing. And once they were there, they told Mary and Joseph what, you know, the angels had come to them, this glory. Can you just imagine them saying, "You just wouldn't believe how we heard about y'all were here and this baby." And they, you know, you can just picture them just in awe and worship, just proclaiming this message that they had heard. And now they were there and they saw the Christ child with their own eyes. And they were there. Later, going back to their sheep, they glorified God. They rejoiced for all that they had seen and heard. They ran to Christ. They told others the good news as they went around saying, "The Christ is here." And they rejoiced. And there's really three things that occurred here. You know, friends, we've got so much. I mean, in this Bible, we have more knowledge on what was going on than those shepherds ever had. You know, it amazes me that people actually read this and they get this, and yet they want to tear it apart. They want to say, "Oh, that's a bunch of hokey," and they don't believe it. But such it is. Not everybody believes. But how do we respond to the good news of the birth of Christ as Christians? How do we respond? Perhaps even you don't know Christ as your Savior and you're here today. Run to Christ. If you don't know the Savior, run to Him. Run to Him. That salvation He offers is freely given. Just believe. Follow Him. You'll be saved. Repent. You're forgiven. You're saved. Because Christ came at Christmas morn. If you have received Christ, and you are a disciple of Christ, tell others. Like the shepherds went telling everybody that they saw, and as they went back, just rejoicing and praising, and people, you know, hey, the Christ is here. Do that. It's Christmas time. This is a perfect time. You see a Christmas tree, you say, that's a great Christmas tree. You know why we celebrate Christmas? Santa Claus? No. It's because it's the birth of Jesus Christ. Well, who is that? Well, let me tell you. Now is such a great time, a great opportunity. Be out there looking for people to tell the good news about the birth of Christ and the salvation He brought. And rejoice. And rejoice on Christmas morning. It's nice. We get excited. We want to go and we want to open the presents and look what I got. But don't make that the focus of your Christmas. Don't make that the focus of your Christmas morning. Focus on worshiping the Lord Jesus. Make that your focus on Christmas morning. Focus on what He has done for you. Focus on what He's done for the world. Read the Christmas passages. Read them. And praise God. Sing a Christmas song, or two, or three, or more. Praise the Lord. The presents that are under the tree, really, they're just kind of a symbol, really, of the gift that He's given you. And see them as such. They are not the end themselves of Christmas. I read a story about an 18-year-old freshman from Washington State who had attended a worship service at a local church. For the first time in her life, she heard the gospel message. The following Tuesday, the members of the church received a letter from her, and it read, "Dear church members, last Sunday I attended your church and I heard the preacher. In the sermon, the preacher said that all men have sinned and rebelled against God. Because of the rebellion and disobedience, they all face eternal damnation and separation from God. But then he also said God loved men and sent His Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to redeem men from their sins, and that all those who believe in Him would go to heaven and live with God eternally. My parents recently died in rapid succession. I know they did not believe in Jesus Christ, whom you call the Savior of the world. If what you believe is true, they are damned. You compel me to believe that either the message is true, that you yourself don't believe this message, or that you don't care. You see, we only live 3 blocks from your church, and no one ever told us. My friends, don't let the distractions of Christmas keep you from running to Christ for the salvation that He brings and telling others the good news that you've received and living the life He has called you to live in joy, rejoicing in it as a testimony before the world and to those who do not know Him. Remember, Christmas is a celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Celebrate this unashamedly before the world. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And all praise to God who loves us so. This Christmas, take time and truly celebrate the birth of Christ. Because Jesus was born. We must announce Him with joy to the world.